Spot for seven decades of great music, Huntington's very own Z103.com, just into the 8 o'clock hour, and Mark Wickersham is here with episode number 2 of The Basics of Economic Villain.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great, sir. Thank you.
Staying warm?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Very good. Well, it's what we have to deal with in January and February, although it's been a little milder than normal.
Well, it has, but I'm still breaking out the duvet.
That's right. Yep. Well, last week, we started the new year with a conversation about the history of the Huntington County Economic Development Corporation's impact on the growth and development of the industrial parks in our county, especially those that, you know, we specifically directly were the developer for, and mentioned earlier that overall our county's home to 9 industrial parks. There are, in addition, locations where industries operate that are not specifically a planned industrial park. So what we're talking about here are the actual properties that were developed to accommodate industrial development. So we've got in Huntington's River Fork Industrial Park East, as we now call it, and River Fork West, Park 24, Commercial Road area, the Erie neighborhood area. Then, you know, last week we talked in detail about the Markle Industrial Park. We also referenced the Warren Business Park and the Millsite Industrial Park and the Brickley Industrial Parks in the southern part of our county. And again, during my tenure at HQ, we've facilitated 189 industrial projects. There are more coming. The pipeline, as we call it, for the new year is very exciting and good opportunities on the way. But some of the projects, you know, were new, first time into the county, and some of them were expansions of existing employers. And even with the expansions, they took place in locations that historically wouldn't have been there without the efforts of our entity and our seceding former entities, I guess I get that right. So, with a county like ours to have 9 industrial parks platted and organized and active, it keeps us busy, as you might imagine. But it's a good effort and a good thing to be part of. And something that we can't take for granted. But, you know, I've mentioned in other shows that former Mayor Fetters at Huntington had a collection of items in his office that, you know, were things that were made in Huntington. And he had other items that were formerly made in Huntington. We had a chuckle last show about the Majestic Fireplace Company. It wasn't that the Majestic Fireplaces were not good or something. The company was sold, and the products are made by somebody else now, and life changes. So you have to just kind of stay on top of this, just like in your industry, going from, what, reel-to-reel tape to cassettes to VHS to beta to whatever, CDs, and I guess I'm probably listing things that our younger viewers are like, what the heck is he talking about?
Yeah.
But today I want to do a little bit more discussion about the newest industrial park in our county, River Fork West Industrial Park. Overall, the park covers about 170 acres. The original property owners are still alive and in the area, so I don't want to say much about them so I can protect their identity. But once again, there were basically 3 owners who worked cooperatively with our agency to start the opportunity rolling. BIPA State Bank, First Farmers Bank and Trust, First Federal Savings Bank, all 3 worked together to make and participate a mortgage for HQ to acquire the property, and the city of Huntington backed our mortgage security, making it all possible and come together. Now, on a side note, I suppose, the activities in developing the water infrastructure needed to appropriately serve River Fork West, also while not impacting negatively any of the surrounding neighborhood, that infrastructure development contributed to the ability for the city of Huntington to potentially extend water out to the town of Andrews to help them solve their concerns about water quality. Another side note with Andrews that I want to mention that's relevant to River Fork West is a comment from former town councilman Bill Johnson a couple years ago, when I presented the fee-for-service contract proposal to the town for their consideration, Bill was there as the town's representative to our board, and he pointed out, as a resident of Andrews, that if you're thinking about Old Andrews Road, it's less than 3 miles from the town of Andrews to River Fork West Industrial Park. So, in essence, they believe it's their industrial park, too, and didn't have to take any of the risk associated with industries. So it really is an interesting situation and positive for everybody. But working together, the result is off to a great start. HQ is the property owner, and we sold lot one to Teijin Automotive Technology Corporation as the company invested $110 million to create a new paint and finishing facility in support of the Ford Bronco. Obviously the $110 million did not go to HQ. It went to companies that build buildings, that develop sites, that and buy, manufacture, and install equipment for operations and that sort of thing, and payroll. There's a lot of components in that $110 million. But the end result is that there's now a 30-acre site that's fully developed and serves as a product finishing painting facility as part of the Ford Bronco projects with Ford Motor Company.
Incredible.
I mentioned to the Huntington City Council several years ago when we were initially talking about creating River Fork West that, frankly, if the city needed the park to be, like, developed fully in 3 years, you know what? We shouldn't do the project. This is a long-term project. It took over 40 years for River Fork East to mature to what it is today, and even that was not without setbacks. So expecting something to be done quickly was something that we wanted to make sure was not on anybody's radar, and if we did get an opportunity, it would be just wonderful. And during that entire 40-year period of time that River Fork East was maturing, community leaders would, you know, daydream about acquiring the land across the valley, as they called it, to bookend River Fork Industrial Park. And finally, after nearly 35 years of daydreaming, it became a reality. And it was a miracle, frankly, to have Lot 1 develop that quickly. 14 months from groundbreaking to a ribbon cutting on a project like Teijin's is just incredible. It resulted in recognition from various trade publications and other development groups, and it really put the city of Huntington and Huntington County on the global map for development to show how professionally the city's team handled that particular permitting and site development, infrastructure development project, and did it with, yeah, there was some inconvenience to the neighbors, but it really, at the end of the day, was manageable and everyone got along in the process. Well, again, you know, again, why do it, right? I mean, why take this on? Well, again, think about the example with former Mayor Fetters. Things change over the years, and if you're not making progress and preparing for the future, well, your future may not be all that bright, or certainly won't be as bright. Now, aside from that, the math is real practical and very important. I mentioned in the last show when we were talking about the Markle Industrial Park that the state of Indiana artificially establishes the property tax assessed value for tillable acreage, and for this year, 2025, it's $2,280 per acre. So, if the 170 acres would have remained farmland, the assessed value would have been a little over just south of $388,000. $388,000, and it would have generated about $12,000 in revenue for local governments. But instead, right, we got those, remember those numbers?
I do.
Okay. Instead, we have an AV at this point with only one site developed. The AV is $21.7 million, and it generates over $320,000 in this calendar year.
So which means the more developments, the better off pecuniarily we're going to be as a community.
We increased that assessed value and property tax revenue by a factor of 56 times.
Wow.
And at Markle, it was 50 times. And it's 56 times at this point, and it's only the first of the first 30 acres of 170 acres. So we've got roughly 140 acres left. And again, it's a small fraction of the 362 square miles that are in Huntington County.
Right, and those benefits are far-reaching. We're just talking about, you know, not even thinking about economic stimulus, that, you know, paid positions, the whole thing.
Yeah, jobs and payroll taxes generated from the income, et cetera, the indirect economic benefits, we've not even begun to calculate in this discussion. But that, again, is a testimony to why we do industrial economic development. And because people are, you know, having those job opportunities and employment opportunities, they have been able to save and have some discretionary money available where they might not have otherwise. But it takes discretionary consumer spending to support like downtown revitalization, quality of life initiatives, retail and commercial developments in addition. So the indirect economic impact of the industrial base is phenomenal. And I want to spend a little bit more time again next week taking an additional look at other parks in Huntington.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for another great program. We'll look forward to seeing you back here next Friday.
Very good. Thank you.
Back to the...